Hello, and welcome back to Change the Channel. I'm your host, Joy Kingsborough, and we are tapping into topics that help us to evolve our own personal consciousness, our own awareness. So each episode is to diving in, either diving in with a guest or diving in just you and I. And today I wanted to dive into conversation about illusion. I want to just break down the energy of illusion a little bit. And, you know, maybe not necessarily talk about all the ways illusion shows up, but maybe from a high level understanding, to see illusion for what it is and to see how it shows up in our day to day. So oftentimes we can believe something's occurring, right? So there are these illusory, we can have evidence that feels like it's leading us to believe something is unfolding. And yet many of the things never come to be, never come to pass, or they don't turn out the way that we thought they would. And we don't necessarily think about that as illusion, but it is, right? If we thought something was going to happen, it's like a mirage. It's like seeing off in the distance, out in the desert, there's a body of water, this beautiful resort waiting for us. And if we just travel a few more miles down the road, we'll see it, right? And then we get there and go, oh, it's just a little further. It's just a little further. It's illusory energy, right? Or we get to it only to find that it completely disappears, right? We don't see it at all. So let's talk about that in our day-to-day life, because illusion is such an important aspect to understand our personal power. Illusion shows up from two perspectives. So there is two kinds of illusion. So we'll talk about how we address them, because when you understand this aspect of illusion, it can be incredibly empowering, enlightening, exciting, truly exciting to see illusion. And I'll explain what I mean by that. And I'll invite you to feel into your own world, namely the things you wish that would occur that haven't, the things that you thought would happen that didn't. And then my question would be, are you putting your power in others to make those things happen? So I want to share a story about some of my early days as an entrepreneur and working with other entrepreneurs. I've spent a lot of years coaching business owners, healers, teachers, coaches, and help them understand, you know, how to really break in to the world, to be seen, to share their message. And one of the things that happens is almost inevitably every time in the beginning of a journey, my own included, there's the desire to have a big break. And this happens in everything we do, every industry, every dream. There's this desire. You know, I think about the singer who just wants the right person to hear them. If only the right person could just hear the sweetness of my voice, then everything would change. If somebody could just hear my vision and my dreams for the world, if someone could just see this product I've created, if I could just have that one person who could completely change my life, then I would break through, right? We've all come across this in our experience, and we tend to keep looking for it. And we keep looking for it in the form of, well, if I just hired somebody to help me do this and I hired somebody to help me do that, then I could finally break through. This is a type of illusion that is based on giving personal power away. So when people give their personal power away and they believe that their breakthrough is connected to someone or some experience outside of themselves, they continue to seek that experience. But no one is walking your path and no one can break you through. There are energetic universal laws that make sure that doesn't occur. But in that, there's a predictable path to that success. And we'll talk about that in a minute. And we'll talk about the illusion, where the illusion shows up in that. So the illusion is that someone outside of you can make or break this. And so what happens is the greater illusion arises. So it's like that mirage that was in the desert. You keep walking towards it and then you get there and someone comes in to make or break your career. They're like, oh my gosh, I love what you're doing. I want to platform you. I want to put you here. I want to put you there. I want to tell the whole world about you. And so you get the big podcast episode, or you're on TV, or you're uplifted within a community, or somebody, you know, shares you with an audience that's, you know, massive, and nothing happens. It doesn't make or break your career. It doesn't do the thing you hoped it would do. There are a lot of people that have been on TV nobody knows about. myself included. I was on the Dr. Phil show. That, like, by that stretch of the imagination, that illusion should have brought me extraordinary success. And it completely changed my life, and it was spectacular. I'm not downplaying those moments, but I'm helping us bring light to when our power is outside of ourselves. Those experiences are about other people. So those breakthroughs are about the other person being seen for doing something. They're about somebody else's path, not yours. Somebody else's vision. It's somebody else's hours and hours and hours and months and years of work that's being impacted and amplified by your appearance, by you being there. You're supporting their dream and their vision. It doesn't work the other way around, which is the other path where illusion is. So on that path, you can feel that illusion. Just hold that, remember that. The illusion is that's going to make or break you. And then what happens is the illusion fades, the mirage disappears. It doesn't make or break your career. And then it's confusing and you think, I just need another one and another one, more visibility, more visibility, more visibility, more breaks, more, if I just won money, if I just got this, whatever it is, right? Whatever you project that upon, you'll just need more and more and more of it because it will never work. It's an illusion. Yet on the flip side of that is knowing your own power and knowing that you're the source of your success, knowing that you're willing to do the work to put in the hours and become the person with the platform, to become the person who has mastered your craft, to become the person who has devoted themselves to what's next. Devoted. You want it. You let yourself want it. You lean in it. You know you can have it. And then here comes the illusion. All of a sudden, it doesn't happen the way you thought it would. So events begin to unfold. And you think, oh my gosh, I was so sure. I was so sure this was happening. And it triggers a little lack of faith. And that's when we need to see the illusion so that we don't lose faith. We don't lose faith in our own personal power. We don't lose faith in the work that we've put in, the energy we've put towards something, the belief, the love, the devotion. We don't lose that energy. We need to recognize that this is an illusory moment. The illusion is that it's not going to happen. That's actually an illusion. So on one side, we have the illusion that it's happening. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've been invited to be on Oprah or whatever. I've been to, this thing is occurring. That's an illusion. The other side, it's not happening. I don't know what's going on. It looks like somebody else is getting amplified and platformed and not me. So what's going on? Why not me? And that's the invitation to go, oh, this is just an illusion. I'm doing this. I have the power to bring what I want into the world. I have the power to succeed. So seeing through the illusion on both sides, the first conversation we were having, the illusion of that platforming serving you to break you through in your career, recognizing it's an illusion is the greatest moment of your life. Because when you see that that's an illusion, you can come back to self and you can enjoy the experience of being there and on that experience, but no, but only you are going to get you there. Only you. And this may or may not help you. It's part of your path. And it doesn't have to be that big of a deal. You just keep doing the work and you keep deep diving. Keep deep diving into who you are and the work you want to bring into the world and the life you want to have. You keep deep diving into what matters to you, right? You keep going. And then the same thing, the other side of it feels like it's not happening. It's not happening. It's happening for others. Look at all the people it's happening for. When you start to feel the flood of illusion, look at all of the people it's happening for, and you feel that twinge of jealousy or doubt, it's the illusion. It's the illusion talking. It's the illusion at the end of the journey. At that one anyway, not the end of your full journey, but the journey of that one, the journey of that experience. You're at the end of it. And so the illusion is when the truth emerges. But you have to see through the illusion for that to happen. You have to see that it looks like I'm not getting what I want. It looks that way. And yet, that's just an illusion. Because I know I've been deep diving. I've been on this path. I've been moving towards it. I'm devoted. I'm doing this. It's inevitable. So I'm going to keep paving the way. And then what happens when you see that illusion, the illusion that it's not happening, that dissipates just like the mirage. And then your path emerges. And you do the thing. And then, my friends, someone invites you to do something spectacular and it serves you both. It becomes the breakthrough. It becomes a breakthrough moment for both of you. It's a powerful experience for both of you. You meet each other there. When it happens in the first scenario, in the first pathway, that illusion, the reason it's an illusion is because you don't think that you are an equal in that moment. You've given your power away. So the person's platform that you're on, even if it's a legitimate opportunity, it isn't a legitimate opportunity in that moment because you don't see yourself as equal to it. You don't see yourself as worthy of it. You don't see yourself as the gift that you are to them. You only see the gift they are to you. And therefore, the energies don't align and it doesn't create the experience on both sides. The other side, when you've come to the place of, oh, I know I'm doing this, this is happening. And if you were to be called for the same show after that, you'd be like, well, of course, we're going to have such a good conversation. It's going to be amazing. The world's going to be completely impacted by that conversation. That's you knowing your value. You know your worth. And so when you go on that show or do that thing or receive that influx of wealth or whatever it is, you're ready to do with it what was intended. But you've got to get through the illusion first. So where is the illusion breaking down for you? We're in a time in history when illusion is falling away. So are you underneath the, you know, hypnosis of the illusion that some breakthrough is going to happen, some person is going to save you or us from ourselves, from the world that we're living in? Is there something that's going to come in and just rescue us all because we're not strong enough or brave enough or powerful enough? Or are we going to see through the illusion that we could possibly think we aren't powerful enough? Are we going to see through the illusion that we've been giving our power away and see through the illusion that we're not breaking through? Because we are. Keep the faith. And I am talking to those incredible souls who've been walking the path and walking the path and walking the path. And it feels like consciousness isn't evolving, that we're going further and further into the abyss. And it's an illusion. See through it. Feel that. Look at it from a higher vantage point. Keep the faith and keep walking the path. Evolution is here. It is occurring. Just doesn't look the way you thought. And that's collectively and personally in your life. The breakthroughs you're having don't look like what you thought. And right now, you're in the illusion. And when the mirage fades away, you'll see the truth. Your path is right there. You've always been on target. And it's going to be even better than you imagined. So we had a question come in from one of our listeners. Thank you so much for submitting your questions. If you have a question, you can send those to joy@joykingsborough.com. You should be able to find the email in the links below the podcast and send your question and just say questions for Jonah and we will answer your questions in a future podcast. The question that came into us this week was about numbers, which is so much fun. And she was asking about multiple numbers and seeing multiple numbers out in the world. So being, you know, driving your car or seeing them on your clock radio or on your stove or wherever numbers show up in bank accounts, it's on receipts from the grocery store or from, you know, your purchases or balances on your credit card statements, you'll see numbers everywhere. And you can communicate with the universe with these numbers. And that's what's happening is we are communicating with the consciousness of the universe. So numbers are a language that we can use to speak back and forth between us and the universe. So when those numbers arise, they arise in multiple digits. We're usually looking at numbers that arise in threes or more. And the reason for that is because three numbers activate an abundance of frequency. And when that happens, there's an intensity that allows us to catch the message, allows us to catch the energy of that. And it's the same thing. If you work with me in any of my programs, you'll know I'll talk about the energy of multiplicity, of multiplying our energies by 3, 6, and 9. So the universe works in these multiples in order to get a message across. So if you see numbers showing up with 3, multiples of 3 or more,
what you're getting is a message from the universe that's wanting to amplify what you were just thinking about or speaking about or feeling about. So maybe you had something on your mind, like you were thinking, I would love to increase my revenue, or I would love to find a partner, or I would love to meet someone, or I'd love to go out with friends, or I wonder how, you know, a friend of mine is feeling, or I wonder what's going on with my mom, or you're maybe making a big awareness about a lesson that you've just learned or something that you've just discovered about yourself. Whatever you were thinking, feeling, or speaking about just before the numbers is being amplified by the numbers. So for example, if you see multiple ones, then you're getting the amplification of new idea, new energy, innovate, take this to the next level. So perhaps what you were thinking about, if you're thinking about how do I generate more money, or what do I do about my finances, or what do I do about my relationship, then you're being advised to really pay attention to new ideas, new opportunities. Maybe you need to think about something new. Maybe there's a new way of receiving revenue and you're not noticing it. So the universe is trying to get you to see that it's not the old way. It's going to be in something new. Now, if you get multiple twos, the energy of the multiple twos is going to be all about connecting with others, connecting with people and resources that can support you. So if you were asking about money, then the twos would be saying there's someone around you that can help you increase your revenue, right? If you're looking for help with your relationship, maybe those twos are saying connect with someone who can support you. Maybe you need to talk to a counselor, or maybe you need to spend more time with your partner. There's a message related to connection and support. Right? Maybe you need to bring more support in. So depending on the context of how you were thinking about it, what you were wondering, what ideas were moving through your mind, they're going to be an amplification of confirmation. That's part of it, but amplifying the direction of your thought. So it's saying, yes, take that thought and move it further in this direction. Now, threes can show up from an amplification of celebration. Do more of that. Talk about that more, bring it out into the world, speak up, share it, right? Move your vision out. So you'll notice an amplification of energy, an amplification of expressing your idea, of being creative, of bringing more creative focus to what you were just thinking about. So you're asking about money. Well, then bring in a creative idea or use your creativity. Maybe you're a writer, maybe you create sales plans for people. Maybe you're a business coach. Maybe you're a healer. Get creative. Do something creative. Move forward with what you've been doing and do more of it. So maybe that creative is, maybe if you're a healer, work with more clients. Lean into doing more of the work that you do, right? Or you were thinking about doing something a little bit more, or creating a package, or doing a couple of things together. Threes can often invite in multiple pathways. So there may be multiple ways that you can bring in revenue. And for a relationship, there might be multiple paths to your solution, or you need to see things from a new perspective, right? So the four energy, if you're seeing multiple fours, those multiple fours are really all about a clarification of commitment, deciding if you want something, bringing in foundational energy. So the 444 may be saying, it's time to move that into the physical world. It's time to say yes to that. It's time to commit to that. Do you want to commit to that? Or do you need to reevaluate the commitments you've made? So depending on what you're talking about, it could be that you're overcommitted or overprotecting, or it could be that you need more protection and lean into more of that kind of energy. So if you're asking out money, maybe you need to save a little bit more. Maybe you need to take your time to build up a stronger foundation. If you're asking about a relationship, maybe you need to take the relationship to the next level. Maybe you need a new commitment. Maybe this casual relationship you've been having needs to go to the next level. Or maybe your relationships needs to be readdressed altogether. Maybe you're in a committed relationship and it's not working the way that you want. And then there's the five energy. So multiple fives are going to be all about a signal for change, of freedom, of letting go of the thought you were just thinking and really allowing yourself to lean into possibility, to play, to expand your thinking. That something needs to be broken loose, right? There's something in your thinking that might be a little bit rigid, and it's time to play. It's time to flap your wings, so to speak, and fly. So it's really about just leaving behind whatever you think is your limitation and just going for it, leaning into how it might work. So freeing your mind, freeing your heart, freeing the physical, right? Your body or your environment, what's keeping you bound and feeling like you're imprisoned so that you can feel free. The sixth energy is about bringing in harmonization, bringing in gentleness, letting you know that things are unfolding based on what you called in before. So it's time just to harmonize that. It's time to accept it. It's time to let go of attachment of what you think should be happening and just allow whatever's happening to happen. So it's being with what is, being present, right? And all of this, I'm giving generalizations. There's always deeper meaning, but just as a general idea. The sevens are all about taking a risk and trusting yourself. So if you're seeing multiple sevens, it is time to trust that thing, trust you, trust that you can do the thing you've been thinking about, trust that it's time, trust that what you're thinking is accurate. So if you are thinking about finances, right? So you're thinking about finances and you've been thinking, I kind of want to invest in the stock market. I've never done it before, but I feel like I want to do it. And the sevens keep showing up. It's like, take the risk, do it. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to love it. It's going to help. Right? It's giving you that sort of feedback of go for it, trust yourself. If you are worried about your relationship, or maybe you think your partner might not be being honest with you about something, right? Just to kind of give the flip side of it, those multiple sevens would say, trust yourself, take a risk and bring it up, have the conversation. What you're thinking, you can trust. So there's something to it and you can do something about that. The eights, if you're seeing multiple eights, the eights are a beautiful affirmation when you're thinking about money, that you're on your way to doing more, that if you just keep doing what you're doing, you're going to bring in wealth. You're on track. It's coming. Don't stop. So sometimes people see eight-legged things when they're about ready to manifest a lot of money, like those spiders. You're like, what has eight legs other than a spider? But I always say, welcome the spiders, because the eight energy is feedback from the universe that you are on track. Things are turning out the way that you want and you are amplifying your life experience to bring you more. So there is an abundance that's flowing in. And so keep going slow and steady. Don't veer from the course unless you don't want to keep doing this. But when you're getting evidence back from the universe, it's saying, keep going. You're on track. It's going to happen. And then the nine energy is, oh, you're coming to the fulfillment of a cycle. This is coming to a full close. This is going to complete. This is going to come to an end. So what you're experiencing is reaching the end of its journey. The nine is full completion, full stop, full energetic transmutation, transformation. Something brand new is coming from this. So if you're feeling exhausted, like you just can't keep going with something, be like, I don't know if I can keep going with this trust and faith that the finances will work out. I don't know if I can keep, you know, working like this and not seeing the financial breakthrough that I've been hoping for. This is coming to a close. You're going to get new information. It's time to let go of the need for anything other than what is. Allow it to come undone. Allow the thing that you don't want to do to go away so that a new cycle can be born. So it may be that you have been just banging your head up against the wall, metaphorically speaking, or literally, and you are just done with something, it's time to let go. But nine is saying it's done, it's worn out, it's all of its usefulness is gone, it's time to lean into what's next. It can also be an invitation to bring things to the next level, that what you've been experiencing is not the peak of what's possible. There is more. And are you ready for more? Right? So close the doors so that new doors can open, right? It's time to bring things to the next highest level. And so in finances, that can be stop doing the things that are sabotaging your finances. It's time to let go of, you know, maybe you're paying for accounts you don't need. Maybe you're investing in things you don't want to invest in. Maybe your money is moving towards things that make you feel bad. It's time to address that, redress that, and adjust. And if you are thinking about relationship, right, the nines in relationship, and of course, this applies to all areas of life, but in relationship, it can be, you know, this relationship may have, you know, run its course. This may be complete, or at least what it was is over. So it's time to start fresh with another person on your own or with this person, right? The person you're with, it may be time just to re-begin, like renew, rebirth, right? But you know that it can't continue on as it was. It needs to move forward in a whole new energy. So hopefully that helps give you a little insight into why the numbers might be showing up for you. The key is to really tapping into this. If you are, you know, not taking a numerology class or diving deeper into numbers, you don't really need to. You can just be present. You know, those who are curious about it and want to work with it, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to point you in the direction to support in learning more about numbers. But in the meantime, just pay attention. What was I thinking, feeling, or talking about? And what am I being asked to lean more into? So that's it for now. Know that when the numbers are talking to you, they really are talking to you. Oh, and the final one, I will, before I sign off, talk about 1111 because it does show up everywhere. 1111 is multiple ones in a specific pattern of two ones and two ones, which is four ones. So it's bringing in an awakening to a whole new way of being. So the ones, brand new, totally new consciousness, a new way of connecting with life and reality to bring in a new foundation, a new earth. It was an invitation from the universe to awaken to a new earth, to a new world. It is time for a consciousness evolution. And so that's really what that 1111 is signaling is, hey, it's time. It's time to be aware that the consciousness is shifting. It's time to be aware we're raising our consciousness. It's time to be aware that this world we're living in is coming to a close and the new world is coming in, and that we are going to be thinking, feeling, and doing very different things as we move through this transitory time. And we're being woken up group by group, right? So every day, more and more people are seeing the 1111 calling us forth, and it's been happening for the last 30 years. So we will continue to awaken, continue to grow, and continue our conversation with the universe. And together, we really will raise the consciousness and shift the planet. That is happening together as humans, together with the rest of the planet, but together with the universe, ultimately. All right, everyone, have a beautiful rest of your day wherever you are. And I look forward to tapping in our next segment, our next podcast of Change the Channel. Thanks so much, and bye for now.